The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's a Tuesday, 27 July, 2021. It's going to be nice, hot, and hazy, and much the same Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. 303-696-1971. A couple of things, then we'll play Mayor Hancock and his State of the City address, which is laugh-out-loud funny, however it is dangerous. The website, and it ties into what we're watching happen as Joe Biden announces that the United States troops out of Iraq will begin. My web, the column I wrote, and it's, I think, modestly he says, and there's not been, I've written columns that are terrible and I've written columns that are good. It's like radio shows, you do good ones and bad ones, but this one I think is special, 710KNUS/Peter Boyles, the column from the Cherry Creek Chronicle on the cry of the hawk, the war hawk, and watching this great sadness now, the GIs now leaving Iraq, predicated on the lies of Bush and Cheney, and I tied it into Southeast Asia, and what have we learned? And so an open lines question that no one's come forward because everybody's talking about this homeless problem, but what have you learned? What have you possibly learned beginning in 53, 52, all the way to 2021? What have you learned about U.S. foreign policy? What have you learned about the military-industrial complex and Washington's farewell? And I mentioned it in the column, the two great speeches ever given by outgoing presidents, Washington's warning and the warning of Dwight Eisenhower, yet it doesn't matter. And then the same voices now scream, we got to stop the mullahs. So we can talk about that. And then I was not floored but disgusted by the mayor. Now, the mayor yesterday, his state of the city and this glimmer of hope. I'll just read. This is amazing. You don't think we got an in-bed media. This is Channel 7. Mayor Michael Hancock provides a glimmer of hope. Stop. But listen to what is being said. First of all, he uses, and again, if you know about, if you watch body language, you can tell when people are running a con. If you listen to people use terms, and one of those terms is you have my word. Now, you have my word as a setup. It's a curveball. It's like, you know, any of those kinds of prefaces of honesty. You have my word as though my last time my word wasn't any good. The man's word is not any good. But I really want to say this. He doesn't call the shots. He is not the shot caller. And as a guy who has witnessed the mayors of this city many, many times, old man Webb was a shot caller. Wellington Webb ran this city. That was his city. He ran the city. Hickenlooper didn't run this city. Hickenlooper's not running the Senate. Hickenlooper didn't run Colorado. He was a howdy-doody guy sitting out there on the edge of the board. Jared Polis runs Colorado. Don't kid yourself. John Hickenlooper didn't know which way was up. Michael Hancock is a puppet. Old man Webb ran the show. Old man Webb, good, bad, or indifferent, that was his city, and he ran it. So the man begins with, you have my word. Right then, you know it's showtime. But he goes on to say what they're going to do. They're going to deploy every tool available. Deploy, that's an interesting military term, right? The goal of lifting thousands of people out of homelessness. So now we have thousands of people out there. Over the next, can you imagine what this is going to be like? We're going to buy more motels and hotels. We're going to expand safe outdoor space. We're going to create more tiny villages. He speaks for himself. Can you imagine what this is going to be like? You imagine what it's like now, those of us who have taken these tours and those of you who have taken the tours to see. We have a burgeoning little village underneath the bridge right here. And then if you go down, take the ramp, I'm going to take it today because I go see Dr. McCallum. You get on the 225 ramp. It's just a whole line up there of squatters, of the unsheltered. So, Billy, without further ado, This is the mayor, and what do you think is going to happen? Bill, if you would.
Now, we know what works, and we're going to do even more and even better. Hundreds more hotel and motel rooms, more tiny home villages, more safe outdoor spaces, and even safe parking spaces, housing vouchers, wraparound services and programs that will keep people from falling into homelessness in the first place, rental and utility assistance, eviction protection programs, and of course, creating new and preserving existing affordable homes. For every unit of affordable housing that's built, two jobs are created. That's why I'm proposing to infuse $28 million from the American Rescue Plan into our Affordable Housing Fund. And to get affordable housing built sooner, we'll be creating a specialized team to prioritize these projects for permit review and approval. As I've said, we know what works.
We know what works.
Our innovative social impact bond program, which has kept hundreds of people housed, was recently held nationally as a remarkable success. Housing with supports works, and we are going to do more of it. We recently opened new state-of-the-art shelters to serve hundreds of men and women in 24-hour facilities. Our new Solutions Center is providing a much-needed options for folks experiencing a behavioral health crisis. And to our partners at the state and regional...
That'll be enough. Okay.
Thank you.
We know what works. Any of you who have driven, we talked about how many people no longer go downtown. We know what works. Those of you who have driven down the parkways or down by Coors Field or lower downtown or on the mall, we know what works. You got huge, I mean, it's unbelievable you would say that. We know what works. You have my word. We're going to continue to deploy every tool available. This address is about the homeless. Have you looked at San Francisco? Have you looked at Vancouver and Seattle? Have you looked at Los Angeles? Have you looked at New York? That's coming your way. This is what this man is doing. And he's not doing this on his own. He's not capable. But imagine this, creating more programs to help keep people from becoming homeless to begin with. What's that? That's a check. Things like rental and utility assistance. What does that mean? You can't evict somebody. Eviction protection programs. That means you can't lose your home. Creating new and preserving existing affordable homes. That's a lie. The city will acquire hundreds more hotel and motel rent. You know what those are going to be like? Read about Philadelphia. Read about places where they tried this, and they took them apart. Not a mention of we're going to get people sober. Not a mention of we're not going to get anyone into work. All it was, we're going to build tiny homes, which is going to we're going to build two government jobs. Government jobs are public sector jobs. The only way you get to pay a public sector job is to get it from the private sector. Not one word about sobriety. Not one word about sobriety. 99.9999999% of the people on the street have a drug and alcohol problem. Or they're mentally ill and the drugs and alcohol fuel that. Did you hear one word about sobriety? One word. You have my word, we'll keep people high. You have my word, people don't have to work. You have my word, this is going to get worse. You have my word, more hotel rooms and motel rooms will be stripped of microwaves and television sets, and eventually they'll go in and get the wiring. You have my word on that. You have my word that crime will increase. You have my word that you'll see more doper needles laying on the ground. You have my word there'll be more crimes against persons. You have my word, there'll be more defecation on the sidewalks. He didn't say any of that, did he? You got my word on it. That's what's going to happen. You got Peter Boyle's word. You have my word. Here's what's going to happen. Defecation, junky needles, crimes against persons, crimes against one another, break-ins. You have my word on this, okay? You have my word on more wrecked parked cars with tarps on them. You have my word on more street deals. You have my word on more illegals bringing in heroin. You have my word on that. You have my word on what's going to happen to places where these people go. You got my word on it. You got my word on what's going to happen over on Montview with all the wealthy characters over there and those limousine liberals. You got my word on what's going to happen in safe parking spaces when they sneak up on each other at night. You got my word on taking housing. You got my word on people not coming out of houses nor paying their rent. You got my word on them not going to pay. They're not going to pay their rent. You got my word on they're not going to preserve existing affordable homes because they're going to trash neighborhoods. You got my word on that. You got your word? That's my word. You have my word. You have my word on what's going to happen to this city that we all love. You got my word on it. You have my word on what's going to happen to Denver, Colorado in the next 2 years. And this guy can sit there with a straight face and said, we know what works. You have no idea what works. You have no clue what works. You're being told these things. You're a parrot. You're being told by the idiots like Parvinsky and Homeless Out Loud and all the idiots on the city council and the rest of those fools. You have their word. We go to Richard. You're on a radio show, man. Good morning. 97 will be the high.
Hey, Pete, I don't think this has anything to do with the homeless. This is just the Democrats taking taxpayer money that they'll manipulate into financing the 2024 election. They do it every time.
No, come on.
They do it every time, Pete. Every time. Look at things.
This has nothing. This has nothing to do with financing the 2024 elections. I'm sorry.
Stealing taxpayer money. It's for the Democrat Party. That's all I got to say. You have a good day.
303-696-1971. You have my word on that. The objective is to do what? You have my word. He has the balls to say you have my word that we're going to deploy every tool available with goals of lifting thousands of people out of homelessness. No, you're not. You're keeping them in homelessness. And you're increasing the number because it looks good. You mean I don't have to work? I can get high? I can live in a little hotel room? You give me food when I want it? This program that we have spent time with now in Vancouver, they're giving it away. They're giving away drugs, free food. We've had some problems with the website, but we got this, and it's a picture. It's a needle and a spoon and it looks like a reefer pipe. They're dancing together. It's like one of those old things we saw in the 60s. Safe drugs, live bands, and free food, VANDU and DULF, present D-Day, 24th of July, 2021, protest against the Vancouver model of discrimination against drug addicts. Can you believe this? This is Darlene. You're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Danielle.
I'm sorry.
that's okay, Peter. Good morning. So, my personal experience, my brother is homeless and on drugs, and the guy that was just talking, not the gentleman that just called, but the other gentleman that's been talking about, oh, I know what's going to happen. Like, why don't they talk about sobriety places? Like you said, like, you get them a house, they're just going to use that house as a drug house and to get high. So, like, instead of trying to build houses, why not try to build sobriety
houses,
as far as recovery places? You know what I'm saying? Like, yes,
well,
like the
see what
All-Star game.
What it would do is switch the reason why you're homeless onto the homeless person, and they can't do that because the unsheltered are capitalism and society's fault.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
you know, like, my brother had a good job, everything, but drug got a hold of him, and now, you know, we try to go see him, and he'd just rather be on drugs. Like,
sure.
He feels like nobody's trying to help him.
I know the
drill.
And
that's the way to go with him, like, you know, and it's not fair, but, you know, instead of trying to get him help, they just want to throw him in a shelter, and here you go. This is the place to use him now.
And this entire load of crap that came out from the mayor yesterday, did you hear did you hear any mention of sobriety?
None whatsoever. None.
No. And they can't. Côté, when Côté was alive, Parvinsky hated Côté. Roxanne White, you know, all that original cadre around Hickenlooper, they would have these little summits. And Cote was never, I'm telling you, Cote was never invited. Vincent was on the radio show with us. I said, Vincent, and he's been in step, I don't know, 12 years, I think. And I said, at one time, have you seen a city official, a bureaucrat, anybody in this homeless outlawed crap, has any of them ever walked in the door of step? And he said, absolutely not.
No, of course not. No, they're too good for that. Like, they can talk a good game about it, but when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, no, of course not. Just like the All-Star games, they played for the whole week, and then the week after, it was just back to normal.
Oh, sure, like the Rocks,
of course,
they're all back.
Yeah.
I mean, they shined it. They shined the city up.
Yes, and that's not fair because that's not really how it is right now, and they need to see reality instead of the fantasy world they live in.
But that speech yesterday, it turned my stomach. I didn't see it till I saw it last night on the news, and it turned my stomach. He's sitting there like a, you know, an animated, and he's telling all this stuff, and he kept using the term, we know what works. Dude, you don't have a clue. You don't have a clue to what works.
And they think they do, but they really actually don't.
And he's got,
he's
got the new guy glasses, you know, and he's got a little smirk on his face. Look, what I'm telling you, I know the ins and outs of the city fairly well. And this guy is not, he doesn't call the shots. He's, you know, he's well beyond, he's looking for the door. He's looking for a gig, you know, he's going to, whatever he does next. But as a mayor, he only was, He was a puppet. He was a puppet of the developers and the law firms and the political nonsense that runs the city of Denver. That was it. That was his gig. And Hickenlooper, by the way, was the identical guy. Hickenlooper was, the Hickenlooper 8 years of John Hickenlooper were just as equally as ridiculous. The last guy that really ran the city, hate him or not, Mayor Webb. Mayor Webb, that was his city. He ran Denver. Old man McNichols ran Denver. Federico Pena let the law firms and the developers and the bond daddies, they ran Denver. But there's been a couple guys that actually ran Denver. Polis runs Colorado. Ah, it's amazing to watch this. But to have it cheered on by the city, I'm stuck. Like everything else. You're a good caller. Thank you, man. We go to Jim. Jim, you're up. You're on a radio show, 17 after the hour 6. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, T. How you doing?
Get off your speaker.
Hey, okay, I'll take off 1 second. That should be better.
I hope
Is that
so.
Better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'll say kind of quickly. I just believe, you know, with Hancock, it's just going to be the same old. That's why I didn't really listen to it. And, you know, you just came out, same old dogma. You know, just don't open your eyes up. Just follow everything like a little blind mouse. And that's what the way they're running.
But
to have
the nuts to sit there and say we know what works, giving the explosion of homelessness that's happened since the senator said I'm going to end homelessness. And Cory Gardner never called that guy on any of that.
That's right. And I don't know where it's all going. The guy did have something of a valid point that maybe it is just a ploy just to, I don't know if it's directly, you know, giving money to the Democratic Party to finance the election.
No, in an indirect way, but
they do have a strange idea of running the country right now.
Well, that's different. That's not about funding it.
Yeah. Well, could I ask you this one thing?
Sure.
And they always overlook it. It's, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of different points to talk about. But right now, you know, Colorado is under, you know, fires all over. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be running out of water.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it the Democrats never talk about, if they're so keen on the environment, which is not a bad deal? I mean, I definitely want to have a good, you know, tree and all that kind of stuff. But why don't they address the overpopulation, how we're going to run out of water?
Yeah, well.
And why, you know, these are more actually more pressing needs than,
well, you know, when you read,
in a way.
Yeah, when you read,
you know,
when you read the truth, forests are meant to burn. That's the truth. Forests are meant to burn. New life begins. prior to the arrival of the Europeans, forests burned all the time. We collectively stopped forest fires. And if you think of Mother Nature's plan, it's much like the COVID. It's a plan. Mother Nature bats last. When they attempted for years to stop all fires in Yellowstone, and then one year the fires got loose and the really smart people came forward and said, let them burn.
Why aren't there any good Republican candidates or anybody out there?
First of all, that's like saying,
to address that.
You just said like jumbo shrimp. Good Republican candidates. Bubba.
You don't say that too.
It's like jumbo shrimp.
But this would be the time for someone in that party to
Yes, it would
up
be. My friend, it would be the exact right time. Right now, the city of Denver, watching this insanity, this is a clarion call to any and all Democrats. You can get in trouble right now for backing his play, but they will because it's their politics. The cry goes out to the Republican Party. Here's your chance. Now, believe me, having been I've watched the Republican Party for decades. If they can pull this off, congratulations. My money's on the other side. But we'll see. We'll see. But, the thing about forests is and water and, loss of water and gaining water. It's all in cycles. And,
you think it has a lot to do with overpopulation?
It has. There's a theory called Mother Nature protects herself. And the earth protects itself. And these new viruses that are appearing, they're appearing for a purpose. They're a leveler. I once sat down with a great cancer doctor, and we had a wonderful conversation. Cancer serves a purpose. Cancer is a leveler. That's why seasons don't fear the reaper. It's all in this, and we don't want to deal with, like so many other things in talk radio world or in the world of the world, we don't want to deal with the truth. But Mother Nature bats last, and Mother Nature's a heavy mother. And the forests need to burn, and they need so they renew themselves. Life has, I've turned to this thing I call the wheel in the sky, that it turns. And all the stupidity and all the insanity and these American kids coming out of Iraq and all of this craziness, it's all been done before by the same people, and we're not smart enough to see it. It's there. You can see it. But the forests need to burn. We've lost water and gained water, and it's a circle. It's real, and it's like watching. I'm sorry.
But and I know you got another caller's coming up. But don't you think they ought to talk about why this intense development where we need more major housing projects?
We don't need this. If people had jobs and could pay their rent, you wouldn't need any of this crap. These are mooches. These are mooks. These are the people that are the homeless are there because
the Soviet model, don't you think?
No, so there wasn't any of this crap in the Soviet Union. You worked. There wasn't any of this crap in Mao's China.
They're good points.
Oh man, in China, you didn't sit on your ass in China. You went to work. If you think that they were homeless in the streets in Moscow during the times of
there wasn't. Well, anyway,
good call.
All right, I'll see you. Bye. Right.
But remember this. This is all artificial. It's not real. The COVID is here. The COVID's here for a reason. And there's these viruses that just show up. MERS and SARS and all this stuff. It just shows up and it kills people. And the earth is doing this. It protects itself. These fires. The forests are meant to burn. What do you think was going on when there was just native people here before the Europeans, before we started trying to put these fires out? These fires burned. Why? So the forests would replenish. I sat with a guy, and I read about it. Cancer serves a purpose. Isn't that horrible? That cancer is a leveler. One of my favorite tunes, man, on the bike is Blue Oyster Cult. Seasons don't fear the reaper. Don't fear the reaper. The reaper's coming. Carl Sagan said it. Maybe we banged before. Maybe we'll bang again. But it's life, and it means things, and it has purpose. This idiocy of Hancock would just destroy the city. And he's got enough stones to say that we know what works. No, you don't. You don't have a clue to what works. If you knew what works, we would not have homelessness, would we? Now we got more homelessness. The guy who should have never become senator starts it. This guy continues it, and they have the nuts to stand there and say, we know what works. Here's somebody who does know what works. Dr. Julie McCallan, enormous difference in my life, physically and emotionally. I'll see her. Actually, she's on a motorcycle trip. I'll see Jared today. Some of the common issues that bring new patients are fatigue or the inability to lose weight despite, you think you're adequately exercising and you think this and that, but it's not true. That team, it starts with, you call and Jackie answers the phone, 720-380-73681, 720-387-3681. Jackie answers the phone. Then you go through Jared and you go to the doctor for 20 minutes. Talk to the doctor. She's the best. She's got a new motorcycle. 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. The website is denver.cenogenics.com. Change your life. It's midsummer. Call her up. Get rolling. 720-387-3681. David Lee Roth. Tuesday morning, Eddie Van Halen. Tuesday, July 27th, the old theme song for the old television show we did. I get up and I jump. Tuesday morning, 97 to high, 98 and then 95. On Thursday, this guy on the radio show, he's going to make everybody mad, but he'll be here at 8 o'clock, John Swartz. Now, responding to this many, we should do a book sometime, the best text messages ever sent to Billy Thorpe and Peter Boyles. Mother Nature just threw the COVID out there to protect itself. Come on, Pete. You surely don't believe that. That isn't what we said. Mother Nature bats last. And I've been a little geek about reading about viruses. And there's smart people that aren't even sure what viruses are. Are they life? Are they whatever they are? Viruses killed dinosaurs. Viruses are perhaps, if not, the oldest life form, and they have destroyed empires. Empires have fallen because of viruses. We have great levelers in our society. Mother Nature, we ignore it. And it isn't thrown out there. Mother Nature isn't a person. But there is this ongoing idiocy that people think that they can control or be part of. Now, the same thing is true with the Hancock turning the city into a giant homeless camp. And a woman called the radio show and asked Billy to ask me, what about the people who don't want to get sober? Screw them. It's called tough love. Bob Cote knew that. And there's a thing in recovery. There were people I heard that would use a term called a hopeless alcoholic. There's no hope for this person. And Bob never believed that. Bob always believed there was hope, and he would prove that. The people you would think were never going to make it, in fact, they would. And so what you do is you don't enable them to stay loaded on the rear end. You don't feed them or give them clothes. You don't give them the Kyle Clark showers. You don't give them drugs. You don't give them access to drugs. And then they have a choice. People change in pain. It's one of the great lessons in my life of getting sober. It's when it hurts so much, then you'll change. People change when it hurts. Think about your own life when you changed. Change in pain. Well, as long as there's no pain, you will continue and more will join you. And it's idiocy. We got a John on one. John, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
John, this lady who ran for mayor against Hancock, you had her on your show, and I voted for her. I can't remember her name. It's driving me nuts. Anyway, she had a master's degree in city planning. Mm-hmm. Her father was a mayor in a Midwestern small town, yeah. And she had the academic credentials, and still
And they called her
they
called her a racist, and the law firms and the bankers and the fat cats and the bond daddies and they all lined up on her. And then they had that big celebration that night, and it was despicable because they jacketed her as a racist, which was, I know the people that cocked that up, and I know the people that put that
what
out there.
What was her name, Peter?
Oh, come on.
I can't remember.
You just threw him by. I'll have it in 2 seconds. My mind will work for me. Come on. I just saw her.
Anyway, she would have been the logical choice in my mind.
But here you are. You know, you're doing what I do. You know, this would make sense, however. And it doesn't make sense because. But they had, it was a giveaway night. They had Billy, what was her name? The woman that ran, the blonde. She used to come in and sit in the studio with us, and she ran against Hancock.
Her dad was a mayor.
Her dad was a mayor. She was.
I didn't know I was going to be.
Oh, come on. Yeah, Billy didn't know it was going to be a quiz.
I didn't know.
And city planning.
Oh, listen. And then her father that night, her father was so angry. I talked to him because they had jacketed her as a racist.
Yeah.
And I mean, no, it was the Democrat City of Denver machine. And I know the people that did it.
Wow.
And they're just despicable human beings. But they did it to that girl. I got to think of her name. Come on.
Jamie Gillis.
Jamie Gillis. There we go. And now they'll do it again. I saw her at a get-together, I don't know, 6-8 weeks ago. And I said, you're thinking about it? And she said, yeah, but she's not the golden child. She's not hand-picked. And this is why the Republican Party has this chance, John. If they step in, you're not going to put Barry Goldwater and make him mayor of Denver. But you can find people, I'm serious, that can respond to this nonsense that you and I are talking about this morning. Hancock's speech yesterday, and he repeatedly said, we know what works. He didn't have a clue to what works. He doesn't have a clue to what works.
Yeah.
I mean, what works for the machine, what works for the firms, what works for the developers, what works for the, you know, the poverty pimps. Yeah, that's what works. So he has the audacity to say, we know what works. I'll play the cut for you again. He didn't have a clue.
Yeah, I agree.
And so if you want to know what's going to happen, go look at L.A. Go look at San Francisco. Go look at New York. You want to see what's going to happen? Go look there because it's starting here.
Well, I'm a small-time landlord. In January, my tenants didn't pay the rent, and I said, I'll give you till the end of the month. I go there February 1st, and they said, we don't have to pay the rent.
No, you don't.
Eviction.
That's right, because Hancock, in his speech yesterday, talked about eviction protection programs. That means, hey, I don't own this place, I rent it. If I don't want to pay you, screw you.
Yeah.
Remember, in, I always think of in Goodfellas, you know, that happens, screw you, pay me. That happens, screw you, pay me. Remember that when it was Paulie takes over the...
Yeah, Paulie took over the bar.
Yeah, and he said, pay me. You know, nobody, pay me, screw you, pay me. So... Paulie's running the city of Denver. That's Paulie there talking last night, or talking yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
And he said this, and he opened the speech with, we don't have it on the vid, but you have my word. If you know anything about how a grift works, guys open with a grift like that. You have my word. Honest to God, this is the truth. Anything like that, that's a grift.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Thanks, Peter.
Billy, can we play that again as we go into the break? We come back from the break. It's unbelievable. Michael Hancock talking about the city of Denver, the goal of lifting thousands of people out of homelessness over the next 2 years. This is it's called Redo, right? This is John Hickenlooper Redo. It's amazing. The city will plan to acquire hundreds more hotel and motel rooms. And you're out there busting your hump and paying your rent. And I'm going to give this junkie a free room. And Kyle Clark's going to give him a shower. And if you're in Vancouver, I got all the stuff in front of me. You can have D-Day, live bands and free food, protest against Vancouver's model of drug discrimination. You're jerking me around. The collective is rejecting Vancouver's proposed model, the proposed threshold limits on the Vancouver model. It is amazing. Opioid health emergency. Give these people their way, and they're going to do this. Watch it. Watch it. It's so cool to watch. And I crack at people that advocate this stuff. All right. You need a professional appraisal. All the valuables tucked away in your basement. You could be sitting on a fortune in cash. My friend is David Ellison, Cherry Creek. Top dollar for your diamonds and gold and sterling silver, wedding bands, or Rolex watches. You need some vacation dough, some getaway money. Thinking about that one, right? Instant cash on the spot. David's been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. David offers confidential evaluations on estate sale jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Silver sets and antique items, there's no obligation. The free appraisals are private and confidential. If you're looking to buy a gift for somebody special, see David Ellis for best prices on diamonds and jewelry. Visit his beautiful, newly remodeled, expanded showroom, The Black Awning, 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek, 6 days a week. David's there today. DavidEllisJewelry.com. You can talk to him on the phone, 303-322-8779. 303-322-8779. David Ellis Jewelry, you'll be glad you did. You remember, as we're looking at the Vancouver stuff, remember Albus Brooks, Flying Albuses, Denver chapter. Remember he said, you could put one of those places next to my house. That's when I knew he had never been, he had never gone. He claimed he'd been to Vancouver. Dude, if you've been to Vancouver and seen a shooting gallery, no one in their right mind would say, yeah, put one next door to me. Here we go.
KNUS.
6:47, everyone, 13 before the hour. The 8 o'clock will light everybody up. 7 o'clock, 7:10, KNUS, Denver's talk station, 6:47, Tuesday, the 27th of July, 97 high, 98 tomorrow, 95. Stefan is this afternoon. If you get a moment, because we're talking about U.S. foreign policy to a degree this morning, the withdrawal now from Iraq, the withdrawal from Afghanistan. I wrote a column, 710KNUS/Peter Boyles on the cry of the hawk, asking this lost feeling. Now, yesterday, Michael Hancock, the mayor of the city, gives his State of the City address. And we will play it for you. And listen twice when he says, we know what works. Then he goes into, if they knew what works, they wouldn't have any homeless here. Now, listen to this. It is amazing, but nevertheless, it is Denver, Colorado. Billy, if you would.
We know what works, and we're going to do even more and even better. Hundreds more hotel and motel rooms, more tiny home villages, more safe outdoor spaces, and even safe parking spaces, housing vouchers, wraparound services and programs that will keep people from falling into homelessness in the first place, rental and utility assistance, eviction protection programs, and of course, creating new and preserving existing affordable homes. For every unit of affordable housing that's built, two jobs are created. That's why I'm proposing to infuse $28 million from the American Rescue Plan into our affordable housing fund. And to get affordable housing built sooner, we'll be creating a specialized
all right, that's
team
enough.
To prioritize.
All right, did you hear one statement about sobriety? Because Bob Cote knew what works. Here's the guy who really did know what works. Twice, this joker says we know what works. 303-696-1971. Does he have a clue to what works? No, he doesn't. When you want to change someone's life, people only change in pain. It's really, it's systematic, it's historical, it's reality. As long as I can keep getting junk, as long as I can keep getting crack, as long as I can keep getting smoke, as long as I can keep, you know, getting Mad Dog, and I got a place to live, and you'll take care of me, and Kyle Clark will give me a shower, and now somebody will buy me a hotel room, and somebody will give me food and health care if and when I need it when I overdose, and I'll get a housing voucher, and I'll get, I don't know what a wraparound service is, and I will become the unhoused. And this man telling you that these people are then going to go from permanent into permanent housing and real jobs. That's unbelievable. And to continue to say we know what works, it's like I'm stunned by this. Now, not one mention, again, I've listened to this thing four times. I saw it last night on Channel 7. I sat up. I said, has he mentioned sobriety? No. All right, so what is the what percentage do you think of junkies and crackheads and street alkies and mad dogs are on the street? What percentage of the unhoused, the unsheltered, have these problems? Like, 99.9999.999%. So what are we going to do? We're going to take care of them. We're going to allow them to stay in that condition. So when the governor, now he's a senator, decided he was going to end homelessness in the year 2005, I'm going to do this in 10 years. What an arrogant fill in the blank. So that would have meant in 2015, all of this would not be here. And he's talking about thousands now. You listen to his words. You have my word. Whoa. We're going to continue to deploy every tool available with the goal of lifting thousands of people out of homelessness. No, you're not. You're going to put thousands more in. We're going to lift thousands of people over the next 2 years, including those living on our streets in the most unsafe and unhealthy conditions. How are you going to do that?
Peter, that's very insightful. I like what you just said there, the fact that this isn't actually a program that is going to get people out of homelessness.
Of course it's not.
It is a program that is designed to be self-sustaining. It's a program that you absolutely pointed out correctly. It's something that is designed to keep them using, yet also keep them just coherent enough to say that you're doing something about the homeless problem. Because if you don't get them sober, they have no motivation to keep the job or the house or anything else, which is exactly what you're
sure,
saying.
Yeah.
Now, this is what I think I don't think that Hancock himself is smart enough, but what I think the machinations from the liberal side of things, what they're doing, the reason they don't want to address the sobriety is because it blows their argument. Remember, these are people that are experiencing homelessness, or what is the other favorite phrase? Victims of...
Oh, they're capitalists.
Yes, they're victims of capitalism. Oh, now, the problem is this. If the issue is sobriety, they're not really victims of capitalism, are they? No. It's not because they couldn't find a home. It's not because they couldn't find a job that pays enough. It's because they couldn't stay sober enough long enough to keep the job. That's the problem. But if the liberals admit that the sobriety is the core kernel of the problem, which every person that works on the streets understands it actually is, as soon as they admit that, these people are no longer victims of capitalism, and capitalism ceases to be the bad guy. And that's what I really think. Now, I don't think that Mayor Hancock is moving the pieces on the board, and he specifically is making that choice. However, I do think that he's not clever enough to realize that's the messaging that is being done by the liberals.
Bill, this is the model of San Francisco.
Yeah,
this is the model of L.A.
Right.
I mean, it isn't like Michael Hancock's not bright enough to come up with any of these plans. This is the cookie cutter that destroys San Francisco. It's the cookie cutter that destroys L.A.
And then you use it as a culture to turn around and say, these are why these capitalist programs don't work.
Yeah.
Because, look, we have homeless people. So capitalism doesn't work because they ignore the core problem.
As I said, when you go back and look at things like Mao's China or Khrushchev's Soviet Union, there wasn't any of this. There wasn't anybody living on the streets. There wasn't anybody mooching. There wasn't anybody flying a sign in Beijing. It just didn't happen. Work for rice. It wasn't there. So now, and I love the opening of how Channel 7 covers this. Mayor Michael Hancock on Monday provided a glimmer of hope. There's not a glimmer of hope here. This is the road to hell. The opportunities to transform our city into a model of equity and inclusion that's sustainable for years and even decades to come. That's a jitterbug. You have my word. He said, we continue to deploy every tool available. What is the state of this? Of course, except you don't got to be sober. You know, you don't have to go get, and you have to sit down with any, I have lots of friends who are cops, but a cop that I see in the gym I go to, and he's tough. He's a trainer. And we were talking about this new Hancock when they got the guys in the polo shirts, and they got ticket books, and they're giving homeless people tickets. And he said, I can't wait till one of them gets punched in the nose by a meth head. And that guy's a good guy. He said, they don't carry guns, remember? They are weaponless, and they're armed with citations and ticket books. And they wear, I guess, like golf shirts, polo shirts, and there's teams, and they're going to control this. He said, the first time some psychotic on about a 4-day meth run decides to pop him in a snot box, he said, let's see what they do then. And I said, well, of course they're not going to do anything. They're going to run away and hide. We know what works. You don't have a clue. You don't know what time it is. We know what works. Creating more programs to help keep people from becoming homeless to begin with. Like what? Getting sober? Nah. Don't. The S word. Can't mention the S word. All right. A lot of insanity still coming our way on the internet this morning. It's good to hear from all of you. 710KNUS/Peter Boyle is the column is up, the cry of the hawk. We'll continue with people's calls on the other side. Joe Biden announces yesterday withdrawal of the troops from Iraq. Look at that sadness. Starting in 1953, 54, into 2021, how many years of senseless, stupid, ridiculous, generational wars fought by this nation to the end of the sound of one hand clapping? Now everybody comes home. But the part of the column is the cry of the hawk. Let's go get them again. You know, we got to stop them mullahs. Listen to talk radio. You know, those mullahs are going to get a bomb. We got to stop that. You know, we got to take on those Chinese. We got to stop Putin. My God, have you learned anything? Have you learned anything at all? The hawk screams, let's go get some more. You're thinking, hey, man, what about these other? Forget that. I mean, it's almost like the Marxist. We just didn't do that one right enough. This one we'll do right. I'm so sick of it and tired of it and the feeling of being lost. And now the city of Denver. What we talked about in foreign policy is very macro, and this is the micro stuff. This fool wants to turn the city into a dump. We want to be a little San Francisco, a little L.A., and by God, they're going to do it. 710 KNUS.